Friends, welcome back to our subject of stores management, and we now move on to the chapter number 7, and that is receiving and inspection. Up till now, you have completed 6 chapters, and in these 6 chapters, I have discussed with you the systems and procedures, planning and preparation, systems and procedures, and thereby the stores management we have discussed in the, you know, whatever points or whatever factors we know on the principles of management, and that is planning, organizing, directing, staffing and control. All that we have discussed, and now we will start with the processes of stores management in little more details. Chapter number 7 encompasses the receiving and the receiving inspection also. Let us see. Receipt, inspection and storage of materials from the last phase of the purchasing activity. That means we complete our purchasing activity and the last stage is receipt. That means once the materials are received in the company, there the process of purchasing ends. So receipt, inspection and storage of materials form the last phase of the purchasing activity. Any inefficiency in this phase can prove detrimental to the overall materials function, because once you make any mistake in receiving, you will pay to the supplier for the wrong quantity, and there will be a total problem in the accounts department. There are 3 aspects involved here. All incoming materials have to be physically counted, because if the invoice says 1000 pieces and actually there are 999, then there will be discrepancy in the stock. So we have to ensure that all the incoming materials are physically counted or measured for accuracy. They have to be inspected for quality. The goods must be taken into store for use immediately. It should not be lying here and there, otherwise they will get lost, they will get mixed up. It should be put into the stores immediately after it is received. Very, very important. It should be as per the invoice. The main bottleneck is lack of coordination between inspection staff and receipt clerks. Why? Because receipt clerks are reporting to stores manager, and inspection staff is reporting to the QA manager, and sometimes there is very poor coordination between them. So what is emphatically told now is there must be a teamwork between the inspection staff and the receipt clerks. The inspection staffs report to QA department, hence not a part of receipt section. It is therefore necessary that receiving section works as a team with inspection staff, and inspection should happen immediately after the material is received, immediately after the goods receipt note is done. Inspection should happen immediately, and part should be moved on to the racks of the raw material stores or stores immediately after inspection, and that is giving you the guarantee that material will not get lost, material will not get spoiled. The function of receiving: physically handling the materials, verifying that the quantities correspond exactly those specified in the purchase order. This function is performed by a group attached not to the purchase department. Purchase department is giving the purchase orders through SRM, supplier relationship management. But function of receiving, function of handling the materials, function of verifying that the quantities correspond to purchase order. For example, purchase order is for 1000 pieces and actually 1100 pieces have been received. What to do with that is the function of stores group and not to the purchase department. The receipt section is very important section, and in large companies it can be centralized. What is centralized? That means all the materials are coming to that place only. Maybe it is the material received from a railway station, which people have to go there and pay some money and get the material from there. It has come from various sources. It comes in a one centralized place. All the materials are received at one place, and after inspection, the inspection people will be making a tick mark on the GRN, and then the material goes to various stores, raw material stores, spare part stores, and all materials are received in one centralized place. But you can decentralize or semi-centralize the receipt section also. The receipt section also can be semi-centralized. In this case, physical delivery is done to various stores by the carrier himself. Carrier means who the material who brings. But all the paperwork is done at central place. Paperwork means good receipt note, checking the invoices and all that is done in the central place. But the carrier is taking the material directly to those decentralized stores, and the paperwork is carried out at the one central place. During the delivery, of course, a representative of the receipt section goes to stores and receives the materials in order to see that the quantity is properly received or not. Then he counts the materials there, gets them inspected there, hands them over to the store class concerned. That means there will be a central place where only the paperwork is done, but the material is taken to the individual stores by the carrier, where one representative of the central stores goes there, he counts the material, gets it inspected, and gives it to the hands it over to the concerned stores clerk. A third type of receipt section organization can exist where is complete decentralization. That means there is absolutely no central place. Each store has its own receipt section, so material directly goes there, all the paperwork also is done there. So all the three possibilities are there. The receipt section must have advance information of material scheduled for arrival, advance supply notification, ASN. They must know in advance what is coming. It should not be a surprise for them. Oh, material has come. No, they must have advance information about the material scheduled for arrival so that they can be prepared to receive it and count and inspect it. They will reserve a place for that. They will reserve some people for that. Because if they don't know that the material is coming, there will be a total confusion there in their mind, because they may be already busy in counting the other materials. So there should be a proper routing, there should be a proper queuing of the material suppliers. It can happen that so many suppliers are coming at a time. So that will create a real confusion. So there has to be advance information of material scheduled for arrival. Various systems are used, including the use of multiple copies of purchase orders to record part shipments. For example, purchase order can be for 1000 pieces, but part shipments of 100 per day are coming. So there is a system that use of multiple copies of purchase orders to record part shipments and to avoid writing of receiving reports. That means part shipments, they don't have to make GRNs. They can make the GRN for all the 1000, but part shipments, they will note down on the copies of the purchase orders. A large number of outsiders, like transport contractors, material handling laborers, suppliers representatives, they will come to the receipt section. If we allow all of them to come to the receipt sections, what will happen? There will be pilferage. There will be loss. In any storehouse, security is of highest importance. As such, there should be total prohibition of outsiders coming to the receipt section. Otherwise, you cannot guarantee that there will not be any discrepancies in the stock. There can be unauthorized withdrawal. There can be unauthorized issues. Then there can be pilferage, theft, and so on. So there should be a total prohibition of outsiders coming to the receiving section. There are four types of incoming consignments: receipt from outside suppliers, transfer of goods from other storehouses. For example, Pune, there is a storehouse at Pimpri, from there the material comes. Then returns to stores from production. Production has some extra materials which they don't want, so they are returning it to stores. Then scrap, which is generated in the production. Waste, which is generated in the production. Unwanted materials for production are returned to the stores. Materials from suppliers are normally accepted at prescribed timings only, so that all 24 hours they don't supply the materials. And with advance supply notification, ASN, so that there is a proper discipline, proper queuing, and proper attention given to those suppliers. Upon receipt of materials, the following documents are checked. What are the documents? Supplier's delivery note, invoice for correct purchase order reference, part numbers have to be accurate, otherwise there will be confusion, specification, quantity, naturally quantity will be there, then packing slip, method of packing, number and size of packages. For example, there are boxes. In each box, there are 500 pieces. So how many boxes are there? 10. So 500 into 10, that is the total quantity is 5000. So that is the way how they are having the system there. In system also, system asks for what is the quantity per box. So you have to type there 500. Then computer will tell you how many boxes have to be there. Quality test certificates. Then items have to be physically counted. Where large quantities are received regularly, a random sample checking of packages is done. Because we know, we have belief that the supplier will send proper quantity. When that trust is there, what I do, large quantities are received regularly, a random sample of checking is done. In percent sampling, that means 10% of the quantity is checked. A certain percentage of materials received is checked by opening each package. For example, if I have received the 25 boxes, okay, I use 3 boxes, I open the 3 boxes and check. In random sampling, boxes are picked up at random and are checked for quantity. Random checking. Sampling, there will be a system of sampling, and in that boxes are picked up. In Bosch, there was a sampling plan. For example, if there is a lot of 5000 pieces, they were lifting 14 pieces, and then if the 14 pieces are okay, they were passing the lot. If there was one defective in that 14 pieces, they were taking another sample of 28 pieces. And if all the 14 plus 28, all the parts are having only maximum 2 pieces defectives, they were passing the lot. So this is the random sampling. Boxes are also picked up at random and are checked for quantity. In percent sampling, a certain percentage is checked, and a random sample gives you the confidence that whatever supply has come is okay. There are other type of measurements, such as checking of weight by weighing scale. You also know that. Checking of length by a scale, checking of area by tapes, checking liquids by volume, and volume is measured in liters, as you know it. So this is the flow chart how quality checking is done. For example, material is received, packing inspection, quality checking, quantity checking, then it goes to inspection. If it is accepted, it goes with inspection report, goes to the raw material stock. This is the straight line. Material is received, packing inspection, quantity check, inspection, accept inspection report, raw materials. If it gets rejected, QC department will do double sampling. If it is okay with inspection report, it will go there. If it is still rejected, double sampling also, with inspection report, it will go to vendor back. Vendor data, specific inspection, specification inspection, functional test, test report, and it goes to the vendor data. So this is the flow chart of quality checking. If the material is okay, it goes to the raw material stock. So this is done exactly as per the inspection plan to ensure that they comply with specification given in their engineering drawing or whatever the documents are there. So inspection methods are by visual checking. If there are any damages, if there are any scratch marks, if there are any handling damages and so on, by touch, by smell, by comparison of good and bad, by actual testing, by laboratory methods, by non-destructive tests, you know all these non-destructive tests, then Bureau of Indian Standard tests, by use of inspection tools. So all the materials are checked as per the inspection plan or quality plan. Then common statistical methods such as percentage samples, random sampling as per the sampling plan, sequential sampling, that means every 10th unit is checked. First unit, then 10th unit, then 20th unit, then 30th unit and so on. The quality testing is done by checking for variables, that means diameter, length, ID, you know. Then attributes, that means how many parts out of 100 are rejected? What is the percentage? What is the PPM? Number of defects such as good, bad, dirty, rough, etc. How many are dirty? How many are rough? How many are good? How many are bad? And out of 1000 or out of 1 million. And that graph is drawn and that is called as attributes. And variables means we draw the graph of actual dimension. Once the goods are found to be acceptable, an inspection report is prepared. Based on the inspection report, GRN is prepared. Warehouse department for accounting the receipt of goods purchased from suppliers, where GRN is prepared in a software. Inventory is updated with quantity and value. It will also update the financial records by debiting purchases account and crediting the suppliers account. For example, if the purchase order was for 10,000 and they have supplied 5,000, the purchase order will be debited to 5,000 and it will be credited to the vendor's account that yes, you have supplied us 5,000 parts. One copy of the GRN with vendor's invoice is maintained in the location where it is prepared, and the original GRN with original invoice of the supplier will be authenticated by the warehouse, stores in charge, and sent to the finance account department for the transaction validation, payment and preservation of the documents for future reference and audit. The goods together with the copy of GRN are sent to stores for storing the items. Copies of the GRN, what is GRN? Goods Receipt Note, are distributed as follows. Purchase department uses the copy number 1 to close the working file. Accounts department uses copy number 2 to review the order for payment. User uses the copy number 3 as notification that the material has arrived, and receiving department uses the copy number 4 for operating record, etc. Operating record file. Rejection. If the materials are rejected, then complete details should be given to purchase department as soon as possible. The paperwork phase of this procedure also important. In some companies, receipt section sends a rejection note or rejection memo directly to the supplier after approval by the purchase department, so that supplier also knows that the material is rejected, purchasing also knows that the material is rejected, and it will be proper transaction, it will be proper record also. Rejected goods are kept separately in a quarantine stores. Yesterday I was telling that there is something called as a quarantine stores. So rejected goods are kept separately in a quarantine stores. Maybe afterwards some people will come there and they will pass that material under concession or finally reject it and send it back to the vendor. A separate register is maintained for rejected goods. The invoice audit and completion of the order to ensure that purchaser makes a proper payment for the materials actually received. A simultaneous review of purchase order, GRN, invoice together is seen. So that invoice, the material has come 1000 pieces. GRN, after actual counting, we find that the material is not 1000 but it is 995. And then purchase order. Purchase order was for 1000 pieces. So then proper payment is done to the supplier for 995 pieces with a very clear information to him that there was a shortage of 5 pieces. Package note, in several cases special treatment is needed for packages like drums, carboys, cylinders, steel containers which have to be returned to the supplier. Because in Mahindra and Mahindra what I have seen is supplier sends the material to the company in returnable containers. So these returnable containers, once they are becoming empty, they are kept outside in a shade. Then when supplier comes next time for supplying the material, he will take away those returnable containers in his own vehicle. Company doesn't take responsibility for returning the returnable containers. So, in several cases, special treatment is needed for packages like drums, carboys, cylinders, steel containers, which have to be returned to the supplier. In some cases, these containers may be the property of the buyer. For example, some containers may be the property of Mahindra and Mahindra. Who are the buyers? So, for that, a proper accounting has to be done. In some instances, there may be cash deposits taken or given in respect of these packages. Cash deposits. The man who wants these returnable containers, he gives cash deposits to them. So they have to be accounted for properly. Otherwise there will be a total confusion. How much money has been given by one party to another, there has to be a proper accounting for that. The package notice is done for this purpose. Then clearing goods. Look, the material always doesn't come to your receiving stores. Sometimes you have to go out and clear the goods. It is not always that goods are delivered at one's factory. They may arrive as parcels via any of the modes of transport. They have to be cleared from the respective godowns or godowns of the carriers. We have to actually go there, pay the money, and they have to be cleared from that place and bring it. Then claims. What is claims? Claims for missing or damaged goods have to be referred to the insurance company or carrier as the case may be. The imported consignments, shortages and damages are quite a common occurrence. What to do? While taking delivery, the contents cannot be normally checked. Only the number of cases and volumes are checked. Contents are checked only if apparent damages are noticed. What to do about this? The responsibility to make good such shortages or damages rests with the agencies, authorities, organizations, depending on the circumstances and place in which damages and shortages occur. It is the clearing and forwarding section's responsibility to watch, discover shortages and damages at the proper time and lodge claims. Otherwise, if you don't lodge the claims, you will lose that money. And there will be a total loss. So you have to lodge the claims on the appropriate authority and get the claims sanctioned. Thank you.